from London, BBC Caribbean Report. The new banana agreement between CARICOM and the Dominican Republic will not please other ACP suppliers to Europe. As overseas creditors squeeze Jamaica's private sector for payments, one official predicts an imminent abolition of exchange controls and the floating of the currency. And a lack of confidence is hampering the peace process in Suriname. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The new agreement governing the export of bananas to Europe, entered into by the Dominican Republic and CARICOM, may have satisfied Caribbean concerns, but will give rise to similar problems for other ACP suppliers. While barring Dominican Republic exports to the United Kingdom, the agreement gives them the go-ahead to ship to other European countries. Mrs. Gloria Francis, the ACP's banana expert in Brussels, says this merely shifts the problem onto the backs of other traditional suppliers.
Right away, it makes me wonder what is going to happen on the other traditional markets of the community, markets like France, which is a traditional market for Cameroon and Côte d'Ivoire, Madagascar, markets like Italy for Somali fruits.
So in a way, you're saying that they've just shifted the problem out of one area and into another area of the ACP organization.
Yes, you can look at it that way.
One gets the impression, though, that this whole issue with the Caribbean and the Dominican Republic is sort of a preview of what is going to happen come 1992 when the barriers go down and free circulation is the norm. In a way, isn't that the issue that the Caribbean's ACP state should be pressing hardest on and seeking a solution to?
Yes, you're quite right. That is the problem they should be focusing all their energies on at this time. This is going to pose a very great problem for them. You will have cheap bananas being able to come in, and given the size of the multinational corporation, they can put a lot of cheaper fruit on the community market as a whole, and with the free circulation, of course the fruit would be attracted to markets or member states with higher prices. And this is where the problem would start. You'd find that ACP fruit would be pushed further and further out of the market share.
Mrs. Gloria Francis. And the Caribbean's new banana agreement with the Dominican Republic will come up for discussion during this week's ACP-EEC Assembly in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. The Assembly is the first meeting of the two groups since the signing of the Fourth Lome Convention late last year. And as Shada Islam reports, the former Secretary General of the ACP, Trinidadian Edwin Carrington, will have a special interest in the Port Moresby meeting.
EC and ACP officials have drawn up an ambitious six-point agenda of trade, aid, and political issues that they want to tackle at both the parliamentary meeting in Papua New Guinea next week and the Ministerial Council in Fiji later in the month. But whether Brussels likes it or not, top attention will have to be paid to Europe's 1992 plan for economic integration and the EC's increasing involvement in Eastern Europe. ACP diplomats told me they were worried about trade diversion. As Europe opens its markets to the East, they said, access for ACP goods could be curtailed. Two issues of specific concern to the Caribbean countries will be raised. Both meetings will look at the complicated problem of banana exports to Britain by the Dominican Republic. But the EEC has said this question is a purely ACP matter and no decision is expected. Ministers will also try to resolve differences over the nomination of a new Director General to head the Center for Industrial Development, a post which the former ACP Secretary General Edwin Carrington says he wants. But Carrington has still not received full ACP backing. And now, to complicate matters even further, the 12 EC countries have formally picked a Belgian official, Paul Frix, as their candidate to head the CDI. Mr. Carrington will reportedly be in Fiji campaigning personally for the job, but it's still not clear if a final decision will be taken by the end of the month. This is Shada Islam in Brussels for BBC Caribbean Report.
On the financial markets in London today, the pound was weak against the dollar, falling 1.15 cents to $1.6115. On the bullion market, gold closed $2.25 higher at $402.75 an ounce. On the metal exchange, 3 months aluminium was at $1,604.5 and 3 months nickel, $9,612.5 a ton. Among the soft commodities, May sugar closed at $351 a ton, May cocoa at £701.5 a ton, and May coffee at £682.5 a ton. Jamaica's private sector is feeling the squeeze from overseas creditors anxious to collect on debts. And while applauding the Jamaican government's moves towards liberalizing the economy, Executive Director of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Delroy Lindsay, says the economy is being hampered by short-sighted government policy.
So that you have a situation today, an economy which really wants to go, but it is being strangled by the inefficiency, the contradictions, and the mishmash and piecemeal approach of policies. Now, what you need to do is to create what we call in Jamaica a level playing field.